Nanny Prescott. Oh, it's good to see you here.
Oh, it's good to see you, Prudence Providence, honey child. I'm so glad you called for a meeting for the Women's Fantasy Punch. I see how we can, you know, keep it going on and that sort of thing.
Well, I actually didn't call for the meeting.
Oh, honey child, but I got the leaf saying that you called the meeting.
No, it wasn't me. Hi, Nanny Prescott. Hi, Prudence Providence.
Oh, it must be you, Connie Park. She must be sitting at this little meeting for the Women's Fellowship.
No, it wasn't me. I thought it was you, Nanny Prescott.
Hi, Chad, it ain't me.
Well, it's not me. Oh, ladies, you are here. Perfect. The party can begin.
Hawkins?
Well, I'm so glad you all know the Deputy Mayor's name.
Honey, of course we know you. Every time you pop up, you're like, party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. I'm surprised you didn't marry Eddie Murphy.
Oh, I could afford to do something like that. Well, what are you doing here at this meeting for the Women's Fellowship? You didn't even go to the Women's Fellowship. No, but I did organize it.
You organized it?
Yes.
Well, honey, you don't even belong to
it. I know, that was already said by Prudence Providence, but I thought in my wisdom, I need to sort things out. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot.
Thinking about what?
Well, you keep saying I don't do anything.
Well, you don't.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I'm here to prove you wrong, because I indeed do stuff. And I thought in my wisdom, it was time to pep it up, the Women's Fellowship.
To pep it up? We ain't like a dish on Sally Moogle's menu.
Well, Nanny Prescott, you do realise that the Women's Fellowship is what... Well, it's kind of dry.
Honey, we're doing stuff for the Lord.
That doesn't mean it has to be dry.
Isn't this like a conflict of interest? Is it separated church and state or something? What's going on here?
Well, Nanny Prescott, if we had that issue in this country, I mean, we wouldn't have the Church of England.
Honey, if that means we don't have Justin Welby, I'm all in for that. Not to mention Carrie Barbala would be gone. Oh, this is a good idea, I'm telling you.
Nanny Prescott, please. I have sorted this perfect. I've got the perfect solution to pep this little joint up.
Where's she going? Oh, how's she leaving the meeting?
I don't think she is, Nanny Prescott.
Why?
Well, she's coming with a big thing with a cloth on top.
Oh, my dear boy. What are you bringing? Oh, maybe it's books.
Well, let me reveal to you. Ta-da!
Honey, it's set out like a Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, but instead of being a fortune, it's a prayer.
I'm confused.
Right, so I thought, how about all the little old ladies, put their prayer requests on the wheel, and then we fling the wheel round, and then the lucky person who the arrow hits on gets their prayer prayed for.
Pray for everyone's prayer. It's not like a competition who's going to pray.
I mean, we can turn this absolutely into a game show. Now, I know, Prudence, you've done your little bingo here, there, or whatever, and, you know, it meant that Nanny Prescott won a day on the set with Paddy Pam or whatever, but this will really pep up the Women's Fellowship.
You know, Hawkins, I don't think this is something that we kind of need at all.
Oh, nonsense, Prudence. You see, you're so old.
I'm not that old.
Well, you got grey hair and I don't, so you're old. But me, I am speaking of the youth of today.
Why, Hawkins, I'm younger than you.
I am married to the youth of today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot your toy boy husband, Tom. How's he doing?
We couldn't be happier, and he loved this idea.
Well, honey, he's not part of Women's Fellowship. I mean, he can never be part of Women's Fellowship.
Now, I've got another way to pep this up, because I thought, you know, prayer kind of takes a while for it to get pepped up.
Can you stop saying, we're not Pepsi, every time you say pepped up, I'm telling you.
Well, I thought it'd be perfect, I would brought in June Gillette.
With the Weezer?
No, here she is. Nanny Prescott, I'm surprised you don't know me. I am only one of the most greatest pop stars the world ever seen.
Well, I'm sorry, honey child, I forgot you were a pop star for the ball.
Oh, did you just clip back at me because I clipped in the first place?
Yes, I did, child.
Oh, this is going to get confusing. You keep on clicking.
Whoa, she started clicking.
Well, because I am the click. I mean, June Gillette is a very big star in any press.
Well, what is she doing here anyway?
Well, I thought for the opening of the new Women's Fellowship.
Oh, is it like the new Avengers Superman or something like that?
Yeah, we're not doing new anything. We're still continuing. There's nothing changing in terms of the Women's Fellowship. We're still doing what we're doing. There's no need to just... grandiose ideas. Oh, prudence, prudence, prudence. But anyway, June thought, and I thought, would be a great idea if she was laying on top of the wheel. And so she'd spin round with the wheel as the prayers are being prayed for.
What does that accomplish?
A great music video for me to get me back on the scene.
Well, you do like to keep, you know, moving that head of yours and side to side with your shoulders and all that.
That's really a wise idea, especially since June Gillette, you're not exactly the youngest of artists.
Well, but I still got it. Look at my moves.
That kick was quite high. You're hobbling?
No, not at all, not at all. Moira, put me in the wheel and let's show them how it's done. With pleasure, June, with pleasure. Now watch us strap her in.
I feel like we're watching an execution on a chair with the electric chair.
They're all in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, that's a more positive image.
Now, here we go. Are you ready, June? Of course I can. Now, I just spin the wheel and whoa!
Oh, where did June just go flying? Was that in the air? Was she like trying to break free with, you know, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hutchins?
I think she's okay. I think her hair's been caught on the lightning thing and her tangles have been caught on that, so she should be alright. And
oh no!
I mean, never mind. Turns out that hair wasn't exactly real.
Oh my, it's June, are you okay?
Oh, yes, I will survive.
No, that's not your song, love. That's Gloria Gaynor's song. Are you okay, though?
Ah, you spin me right round.
That's not your song, that's Dead or Alive. Now, are you alive?
Yeah. Well, maybe I need to work on the straps next time.
Honey, how about you work on the whole idea? Now, you wheel that wheel of prayer thing out of here, along with wheeling Gina Gillette out of here, take her to the hospital. Don't bother calling Beth Dispatch. Don't get me started about her. And leave us in peace, child, because you haven't given us any good ideas for the Women's Fellowship.
But I thought I was going to pep it up.
Well, honey, pep on out of here, honey, child.
Well, seriously, I think my ideas are great. I mean, I will really change the face of the Women's Fellowship. And it will show and prove to you, President, that I do stuff in this town. And
see you later, bye-bye.
Who's that sleeping in the back row of the church? I mean, Kevin Davis's preacher's never that boring.
Oh, honey, child, don't turn out tomorrow. How could you probably try and pep it up? Oh, it's Dr. Nathan Jones, honey. Hello, honey. Church is over, you can wake up now!
I don't know where I was. I
You okay?
I had a long night at the hospital.
Oh, honey, child, what happened?
Well, let's just put it this way. I was in and I was doing the usual round, then a wheel of prayer wheeled in along with June Gillette the pop star and Mariah Hawkins.
Oh, that must be straight after they came to see us with their idea for the Women's Fellowship.
What idea?
Well, the idea to pep it up by having a wheel of prayer and having June Gillette on the wheel of prayer spin wide round.
Well, apparently she's changed from her ideas of pepping up the Women's Fellowship to pepping up the hospital. Because that was her plan too, this time putting patients' names on the wheel so that whoever gets landed on the arrow, they can be kicked out of the hospital free. And all the while June Gillette was spinning wide round and as she was trying to film her music video.
Oh boy, did she try and do that there?
She kept on trying, but she kept them flying off from the straps and so forth. Kept them flying here, there, everywhere. I'm telling her, we've got caught in more places that I don't even know what to talk about. Ooh. It took the whole night for me and my wife, Liz, to just treat her, because she kept on going back and forth. And, oh, it was just so long-winded before in the end we decided, well, we put her name on the wheel, they picked that name, and so we could escort them out of there.
Boy, oh boy, I mean, this is crazy. But at least I know Mariah Hawkins is trying to do something. Just wish you actually succeed in doing something properly. Goodness me.
You and this is what's going on in Grass Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much for everyone coming aboard and listening to the show. So it's great to have you guys to enjoy these episodes. Doing them is more than 150 you can enjoy. So do listen to other episodes as well. Tell others about the show as well. And get the books as well if you feel inclined to do so and to read them also. But until next time, bye for now.